Translation. Therefore, O King, the Manus, being fully engaged according to the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, directly re-established the principles of occupational duty in its full four parts. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Dharma, or occupational duty, can be established in its full four parts, as explained in the Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita 4.1, the Lord says, Imam visvate yogam proktam ham abhavayam vivasvan manye praha manayo ishvaku bhavit. I instructed the imperishable science of yoga to the sun god, Vishvan. Vishvan instructed to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ishvaku. This is the process of disciplic succession. Following the same process, the Krishna conscious movement is teaching the principles of the Bhagavad Gita as it is, without deviation. All over the world, if the fortunate people of this time accept the instructions of Lord Krishna, they will certainly be happy in Lord Caitanya's, Mahaprabhu's mission. Lord Caitanya wanted everyone, at least in India, to become a preacher in this mission. In other words, one should become a guru and preach the Lord's instructions all over the world for the peace and prosperity of humanity. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, its course is full of Lord Krishna's instruction. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, it says that at the end, in the 18th chapter, Lord Krishna says, "I have given you confidential knowledge, then I will give you the most confidential knowledge," and which is, of course, 1865 and 1866. Manu bhakto manyanaskuru manasavinaskuru sampa. And then sarva dharma vritaja mam mikam savam vritaja ammatvam sava parebhyo mokshami samuchacha. This is the supreme instruction, to surrender to the process of tilak succession, to the line of the gurus coming from the parampara, from the parampara, all the way from Krishna, down through the six Goswamis and so Bhagavata Thakur and so on like this until we come to Srila Prabhupada and, of course, his disciples. And now this process was followed by so the truth cannot be diluted or changed, or so we should keep to the knowledge in this process should be not changed or diluted or compromised in any way, because if we do, we will lose the absolute truth. Now, there's one quote from Bhaktivedanta Swati Thakur, and he says, I'll come in word for word, but it says, in one of his instructions, he says, when one must preach boldly. If one doesn't, this one will make an offense to Guru and Gauranga, one will be cheated, or become an atheist. So we have to keep to the absolute truth. without deviation, as Prabhupada says in the purport here. And then when we come to preach the absolute truth, even though we may not understand it in the beginning, but if we hear it and pray to the acharyas to help us, the acharyas will help us understand the absolute truth. If we just repeat what the acharyas have said, and we repeat it, and then the acharyas will actually help us understand it by their mercy. They'll be very merciful to us. We understand it. Now, this is process was followed by teaching the principles of the Bhagavad Gita as it is, without deviation. So then, Mahaprabhu, Krishna came as Mahaprabhu. Yes. And he came in the mood of a devotee. And the mood of a devotee is actually surrendering to the principles of the Bhagavad Gita, accepting a spiritual master, a guru. Of course, Lord Caitanya accepted a spiritual master. Even though he's the Supreme Person Godhead himself, he accepted a spiritual master. He went to Ujjain and served there under his ashram guru. Krishna did, to Ujjain. And Krishna also accepted a guru, the ashram guru in Ujjain. And also Lord Caitanya accepted a guru to show us what we should, the path we should follow. Now, the mood of Lord Caitanya's mission is the mood. First, we have to understand Lord Caitanya's mood. Lord Caitanya's, he came in the mood of separation from Krishna. Even though he is Krishna himself, he came in the mood of Radha Bhav. Now, you would generally, this word Bhav generally sometimes frightens people because they think it's a high word. But it just simply means spiritual emotion. So Lord Caitanya came in the mood of separation of Radharani from Krishna. Because Mayapur Dham is in the mood of separation. And Vrindavan Dham is in the mood of union. So there is no difference between the two. In Tattva, but the only difference is the mood between the two places, the two holy dhams. The mood is Vrindavan is the mood is union in Vrindavan, and the mood of separation in Mayapur. Now in Vrindavan, Krishna, Radha and Krishna were one. Krishna Das Kaviraj explains this in the third chapter Adi Leela. And originally they were one, and then they became two. But in Lord Caitanya, in Mayapur Dham, the two became one. Union and separation together in one body. Ekabhuta in one body. But union is there in Mayapur, but the separation is more predominant. As in Mayapur, Vrindavan, union is more prominent, but separation is also there. Because in Vrindavan, There's always union, always. Because the Acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in one of his books that the mood of separation is a higher union. The reason is, when you're feeling separation, you immediately think of that person. Now, Srila Prabhupada, he gives an example as a mother, one mother, she's cleaning the house, and she comes across one of her child's shoes. And the child is not in the house. The child is somewhere else, playing or at school, maybe, but the child is not in the house. So as she's cleaning the house, she comes across one of the child's shoes. And immediately, when she sees the shoe, she immediately thinks of that child. In the heart, she's thinking of her child in the heart. Even though the child, and she's feeling separation when she sees the shoe, but when she, at the same time, she's feeling union in the heart when she sees the shoe. So this is how Prabhupada simply explains it. And so, of course, this union and separation there's a river. Actually, they're all part of the same package, one could say. Now, there's a river, a prema. And there's two banks, or tata, as they call them. One bank of union, and one bank of separation. And the two go together. Like there's two banks in a river. So the two go together. So the process of this union is that to get the union, we have to feel the separation. And the separation begins when sometimes we think Krishna has left us. Just as Krishna left the gopis at the Rasa dance. But this was to increase the separation. And Krishna, when came back, and Krishna explained this to the gopis and also to Radharani, when Krishna would make arrangements to meet Radharani in some kunja on the banks of the Jamuna, and he would slip off and play with Trandavali somewhere. But this was to actually increase the Radharani's separation from him. He explains this very nicely. And so this is the process and the principle that we should follow when we're chanting the holy name. We should be feeling separation from Krishna when we're chanting the holy name. When we're chanting our japa, we should be feeling in our heart, as they say in Bengali, Krishna Koltai, Krishna Koltai, Krishna Koltai. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? This is what Mahaprabhu's mood was when he came back from Gaya after being initiated, and he was crying all the time, just crying in tears, incessant tears. And one day, Mahaprabhu at his house in the yoga pit was just crying, Krishna Koltai, Krishna Koltai, Krishna Koltai. And Satyamata just made one remark. He said, Nimai, Krishna is coming. So then of course, he started to scratch his body, transcendental body, to look in the heart. He says, because Krishna's in the heart, Nimai. So then of course Satyamata started crying because of her parental relationship. She started crying, and of course Gadar Pandit came and pacified Lord Caitanya. So even Mahaprabhu, he started crying, because he was feeling pangs of separation from Krishna, as Radharani would feel. Now, then, this course can only be done when we accept, as it says here at the end of this purport, that we, that one becomes a preacher. This is actually what everyone should be preaching in India. Now, Lord, of course, Lord Caitanya, he came for the, the main reason he came for was to actually show us by example. Now with Krishna, Krishna shows the precept. But Lord Caitanya is the, by example. Example is better than precept. So, Lord Caitanya, he came in the mood of Radharani, as I said before, to feel why does why does Radharani love me so much? And what is my beauty that attracts her? And how can I relish this? Now, this is the three greeds, or the three desires of Lord Caitanya. Now, I can't go into detail, I don't have time, but it's explained by in one book that these three greeds were fulfilled when, in the form of Lord Nrisimhadev, Lord Ramachandra, and as Krishna. So as Lord Ramachandra, as Lord Nrisimhadev, as Prahlad Maharaj was sitting on his lap, Lord Nrisimhadev was thinking, why has this young boy got so much love for me? Because I can't feel this love. Because I don't have any parents. I appeared from a pillar. I don't have any parents. So then that greed or desire started to come. Then he appeared as Lord Ramachandra. And then, as Lord Ramachandra, he started to feel it. Now, in Lord Ramachandra's pastimes, he was in friendship with the monkeys and so on. Now, there are two classes of friendship. There's friendship in awe and reverence, and there's friendship where one is thinks he's equal with Krishna. Now, with Lord Ramachandra, it's a friendship of awe and reverence with Sugriva and Hanuman and all the monkeys and so on. But this wasn't satisfied him. He wanted more. So then he appeared as Krishna in Vrindavan, and then that greed was fulfilled, or desire was fulfilled. But it wasn't completely. And then, of course, he is as Krishna. He fulfilled his desire that his friends, the gopas, could actually feel could be equal with him. That was fulfilled. But at this stage, it wasn't complete. But when he appeared as Lord Caitanya, that was complete. It's like the unripe mango and the ripe mango. Lord Krishna is the unripe mango, and Lord Caitanya is the ripe mango. When this greed was fulfilled in Lord Caitanya, it became the ripe mango. And then, Lord Caitanya spread. Then he, of course, when he left, he preached all over India. The mission of the chanting of the holy name. But the chanting of the holy name, Mahaprabhu's mission, it was actually incidental. It says in the Adi Lila, chapter 4, 36 and 37. I'd read the English translation. Just as those who desires are fundamental reasons for Krishna's appearance, destroying the demons are incidentally necessary to, are incidental necessity. So for Lord Caitanya, the Supreme Person of Godhead, the promulgating the Dharma for the age is incidental. And that's the external reason. But his main reason is, where is it now? Adi Leela 4, 223. He made his appearance to taste that conjugal mellows and incidentally to broadcast all the rasas. And so Lord Caitanya's prime mission was to feel separation. And then, once he actually fulfilled his desires, he actually propagated the holy name. Because, as we know, in Sri Asangam, the kirtans were behind the closed doors for 1 year. And due to the Leela of the Chankasi Leela, the doors were wide open, and Lord Caitanya went out on the street to give freely to anybody who wants it, this Premanam Sankirtan. Because this Sankirtan is Prema. It's not ordinary Sankirtan, it's Prema Sankirtan. Goloka Prema Dan Harinam Sankirtan. And it descends directly from the spiritual world. Now, Lord Caitanya is described in many ways. And the beauty of Lord Caitanya is also is described very beautifully as well. Now, the other day, I was listening to a lecture by Ayin Ribabu. It's one of his 3.5 hour lectures. He makes many nice points. So he's talking about the beauty of Krishna, Radha and Krishna. And it has said everyone is attracted to Radha and Krishna. Everyone is attracted to Krishna. Even guests, they come here for the first time. They see Radha Gokulanda dressed very beautifully. They're attracted to him, them. And he uses the word quintessent. Ayendra Babu, uses the word quintessent. He says, the beauty of Radha and Krishna is quintessent. But he says, but, in English, this little word, but. When we say but it can be used negatively or positively, like the word greed. Spiritual greed is positive, but the material greed is negative. So in this sense, this word but is positive. In the sense that he says, I can show you someone who's more beautiful than Radha and Krishna. And he says, I can take you to my room and show you my Bhikkhuni Thai deities. As you know, he used to worship Bhikkhuni Thai. And he says, Bhikkhuni Thai, they're more beautiful because they're the combination of two beauties. They are the quintessence of the quintessence, the quintessence of the quintessent. And he said, because Krishna is Lila Purushottam, Mahaprabhu is Vipalamba Prema Purushottam. So Mahaprabhu is actually the higher. Mahaprabhu is very high. It says in the next, Navadvipa Mahatma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, as Jiva Goswami is being escorted around Navadvipa Dham on the Parakram, Lord Nityananda, he says that Mahaprabhu's pastimes are higher and more confidential than Krishna's pastimes. Because Mahaprabhu is giving radical and Sitaram Nakshanaman Jai Shri Gornitai. Because Mahaprabhu is giving Prema Bhakti freely. But in Vrindavan, Krishna is not giving, he's holding back. He's keeping it to himself. But when he appears as Lord Caitanya, he's freely giving Prema Bhakti to everyone who wants it. So his pastimes are more higher and more confidential. Now, Lord Caitanya is also known as Bhakti Nirpuna. That means the last limit of Bhakti. So Vrindavan, as I say, Krishna's there in Vrindavan, but you add the Bhakti Nirpuna, the last limit of Bhakti, you add that to Krishna, that is Lord Caitanya, that is Gaura. So the mission of Lord Caitanya is to, so we can feel separation from Krishna. And then we can go out and teach this all over the world by going out on Harinam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting the holy name, wherever it may be, London or Edinburgh or where it may be. And then Prabhupada says at the end here, one should become a guru of and preach Lord Caitanya's instructions all over the world. Now, of course, there's many types of gurus. There's Siksha gurus and Diksha gurus. But sometimes this guru doesn't mean, it means Diksha and Siksha, of course. But there's a pastime of Lord, a guru could be anybody who knows that Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj and can open the eyes of the blind, as we say every morning. And, my spiritual master opened my eyes of choice of transcendental knowledge, offered my help, and like this. So, doesn't mean that one is like an old person is a guru and a younger person is not. Sometimes it's the other way around. Now, in Lord Caitanya's pastimes, there was Raghunandan Thakur, who's the son of Das Mukunda. And they were living in Srikanda. I don't know if anybody's been in Srikanda. It's about half hour from Katwa. And so we know the pastime that Das Mukunda went away and he told Raghunandan Thakur, now you go to your mother and get the offering and offer it to this Gopal deity of ours. So, but he said, Prabhupada, I don't know the mantras. He said, no, you just say, please, Gopal, eat. Just tell him to eat. Because he's a young boy, only a young boy. So then, I said, okay, Father, okay. Then he goes to his mother, and he says, he's got the offering, mother? Yes, yeah. He said, excuse me, Krishna, Gopal, I don't have any mantras, please forgive me. Look, my father said, you just eat. So this Gopal was eating everything. And then we know the story, the pastime, that, you know, this happened for 3 days, 4 days. And they came back, because they were fasting for 3 days, and then Raghunandan Thakur explained what happened. And he said, the boy, and the father said, no, he must be taking the offering for himself. But then he thought he'll hide. Das Mukunda thought he'd hide, while he thought the boy would do the offering again. And he saw the boy, he saw Gopal offering, eating. But, and then the Gopal stopped eating, and then Raghunandan Thakur said, my Gopal, why you stop eating for? In the last 4 days, you've eaten everything. He said, well, your father's hiding in the corner there, watching. You know, and then of course Mukunda Das, accepted that. Now that Gopal deity is still there in a little small temple. The whole temple is about the size of this altar here. It's a very small temple. And at the back is a very, very nice kund. And you know, that's another story there. You know, we don't have time for that. Maybe later on. Anyway, so later on in Jagannath Puri, Lord Caitanya, he would ask funny questions sometimes to his followers or intimate devotees. So then one day he asked Mukunda Das, who is your father? And Raghunandan Thakur was there. Your father, and he is your son. He says, yes. Now, who is father and who is son? And then Das Mukunda, he thought about it, and he looked at Raghunandan Thakur, and he said, Raghunandan Thakur is my father, I am his son. And Lord Caitanya said, why? Because he has shown me the true path of bhakti. As a small boy, he's shown me what bhakti is. This, therefore, he's my guru. And Lord Caitanya is very happy with Mukunda Das, very happy with him. Because Mukunda Das, he took the humble position. He didn't think, no, I'm the father, and he's my son, no. His boy is more advanced than me in spiritual life. He's more advanced. So therefore, he's my guru. So there, Lord Caitanya is very happy with him. And then Raghunandan Thakur, he grew up to be I think he's one of the associates of Nityananda, I think. And there's a very nice place, Srikanda. Radhanath Maharaj, when he does the Mayapur Yatra, the groups go there. And then they go there for each group goes there for 1 day. And it's about a half hour from Katwa by bus. And so this is guru, doesn't it? It doesn't have to be, it could be anybody who knows that Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj. And the guru also has to be Tattva Darshini, yet he has seen the truth. Now, in Kali Yuga, it's explained also, the Acharyas explain that Krishna descends, or Krishna manifests in two ways in this Yuga. That is through the Acharya and through the holy name. Now, some may be thinking, look, we've got the deities here. So Krishna has manifested, yes. That is true. But generally, people in Kali Yuga cannot distinguish between, say, a statue of, let's say, Winston Churchill in Parliament Square, and this animurti of Krishna. Generally, people cannot discriminate. So they're blind. So the Tapadarshini, the Acharya, because he has seen Krishna, not just once, but continually sees Krishna, continually, 24 hours, he can open our eyes, and he can help us by his mercy, he can help us see Krishna. So when we come here and we see the beautiful form of Radha Kohana Sitaramachana Manangoni Tai, we're seeing them by the mercy of our spiritual master. No one else. Just like there's a blind man and he wants to taste milk. No, he wants to know what milk looks like because he's blind. Sorry. He knows what milk looks like because he's blind. So he asked his able-bodied sight friend, what does milk look like? Oh, it's palish, white. Oh, what kind of white? The white of a crane, the bird, you know, the crane, bird, you know, the white of a crane. And the blind man is thinking, I don't like milk. I don't like it. And the able-sighted man says, why? He says, you said it's the color of a crane. Because if it's the color of a crane, I'll swallow, and it's the color of a crane, that means the crane will get stuck in my throat and I'll choke. So we're blind in that way, you know, like that. So he doesn't want to taste milk because it's like that. So the spiritual master will open our eyes to the beauty of Krishna and Lord Caitanya. And this is the instructions where and of course the beauty of the Holy Name is that it's so powerful that even on Namabhas level, it's so powerful that it gets rid of all the palabra karma in one go. In other words, all offenses have ceased. No, all the past offenses have ceased, and we're not on the level of pure Sudanam, no. But it's so powerful that Namabhas will get rid of all our palabra karma, and our offenses will cease. But the danger is that we can quickly fall down to nama aparad. So we should, as quickly as possible, get to the level of Sudanam as soon as possible. And this one verse by Rupa Goswami says how to thousands and thousands of pious activities, in thousands of years, this will not help you. One has to have intense greed for the chanting of Sudanam. And you must go there. If you find a place, go there immediately and take it. This is from Padmavati 4:14, sorry. Yeah. So we have to come as soon as possible chanting Sudanam and cease from, of course, Namaparad, and hopefully come to the Namabhas as soon as possible as well. All right, I'll stop there. And any questions or comments? Mm-hmm.